A bipartisan House caucus will work with President Biden on ambitious goals for his first 100 days in office. WSHU's J.D. Allen has more from the group's vice chair, Democratic Long Island Congressman Tom Suozzi.
Suozzi says he hopes to bridge a more divided Congress.
We're going to obviously take advantage as Democrats of the fact that we have the majority now in the House and the Senate and the presidency, but there's not always going to be enough leeway among the Democrats to get something done, and we'll have to reach across party lines.
Biden and the Problem Solvers Caucus might have their work cut out for them, with supporters of former President Donald Trump in Congress. For example, Republican Long Island Congressman Lee Zeldin tweeted during Biden's inauguration that the president needs to shut down the Senate impeachment trial against Trump and address violence on all sides. Suozzi says the caucus will hold Trump accountable and condemn violent extremists.
The commonsensical idea of trying to talk to each other and work through problems is not easy to do, even made more difficult in this environment with the people that voted for the objections to the Electoral College, for example. But I'm committed to that, and I'm going to keep on doing that.
Zeldin was one of 139 representatives who objected to the certification of Biden's presidency in Congress hours after pro-Trump extremists stormed the U.S. Capitol. J.D. Allen, WSHU News.